Gabriella.
Brandela, he's not on yet.
Oh, okay.
Malka. Hey, Malka, he's not on yet.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'm
gonna mute. Muting.
We're counting the Omer. Last night we counted the 41st day of the Omer. And step one is the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kutcha Brichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Liachda, L'Shem Yudhe, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu, Bayem, L'Kayem, Mitzvat, Sefirata, Omer, Lasot, Nachat, Ruach, Luyot, Zrenu, V'Lasot, Ratzon, Borenu. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Step two are the connect to the verses that help our consciousness align with the counting. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahei Dawanu Heyo. Igmor Beadi Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahei Dawanu Heyo. Azdecha Leolam Maase Yadicha El Tereh Echra Leelohim Elyon La El Gomer Alai. Via Avor Alaich, Via Arech, Mitvoseset. Bedamaich, Vayomar, Lecha, Bedamaich, Aye. We Amar, Lecha, Bedamaich, Aye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, yo he wahe, Adanu yo, yo wahe, da wanu he yo, Elohim Elohe, Gedal ta meod, od wehadar levashta, o te or kashalma, no te shamayim karia. Step three is the blessing. Baruch Ata Aleph Tata, being brought into the hay of Malchut. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Yud Hei Wav Hei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu, Al Sefirat HaOmer. Step four is the counting. Hayom Shanaim V'arba'aim Yom La'omer Shehem Shisha Shavuot. Today is day 42 of the Omer, which is 6 weeks. Step 5 is the Orpanimi, the inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim heira bi amenu. And we all say amen. We all know that the number 42 connects to the Anabekoah, the 42-letter name of God. It was used in creation. So the number 42 is connecting to creation. Step 6 is to connect to this Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, where we will stop at a verse. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lamnatzeach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yivivarcheinu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha. V'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu v'ranenu ki tishpot. Amim mishor ulumim be'aretz. The tzadi tzofit, the final tzadi, is the 42nd letter. The Tzadi Tzofit is used at the end of a word, and it's also a word that means righteousness in the frame of the endless world. Are you ready to bring Mashiach into your life and live a righteous lifestyle filled with Torah, joy, and happiness? Are you ready to sacrifice yourself to live that way? What traits will you need to change to live the life of a righteous person? Tanhem Sela. Yoducha Amim Elohim. Yoducha Amim Kulam. Eloheinu, Eretz Natna Yevula, Yevarkeinu, Elohim. Eloheinu is the 42nd word. Eloheinu is being always translated as our God, but it can also be translated as our judge. Who do you judge? Do you judge yourself? Are you judging others? Then it is taught that Hashem does not judge you if you judge yourself. If you judge others, and Hashem judges you, using the words that you spoke to judge the others. Who do you want to judge here? You, yourself, or Hashem? What do you need to change about yourself that you stop inviting judgments into your life? Give Arkenu Elohim the Yiru Oto Kol Asei Aretz. Step 7 is the Ana B'Koach. Please join me. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Bacharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tavitav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov tucha na'el adatecha Chet kufet tet nunayim Yachid geye lamcha penei Zokre kedushatecha Yud gimolamet eizayin kuf Shavatenu kabel, Ushma tziyakatenu, Yodea ta'alumot. The last word, ta'alumot. It's the 42nd letter in the Ana B'Koach. It's a letter that has a shape that goes off to the left. It's the final letter in the Aleph-Bet. It's the final letter in the 42-letter name of God. But it's demonstrating to us that it's always a new beginning. There is no such thing as end in spirituality. There's always something new. We just have to look for it. Shin Kufav, Tav Yud Tav. In the 8th verse, do we say in a whisper? The 42nd journey. Step 8. The 42nd journey is to leave the Avarim Mountains and camp the Arvot. In the west plains of Moab on the Jericho-Jordan border. There they camped along the Jordan from Beth Hayeshimot to Abel Shittim on the west plains of Moab. The 42nd journey is a paradox. The paradox is as long as you're on the journey, you do not reach the promised land. At some point, you need to get off the journey and arrive at the promised land. What did you have left to clean in yourself, to purify yourself, so that you can get off the journey? Step 9, to complete the counting of the Omer. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu utumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata uspartem lachem, Mimacharad HaShabbat, Miyom HaViyachem, Eto Omer HaTenufa Sheva Shabbatot, Mimot. Tihiyena Mimacharad HaShabbat, HaShavi Tesifru, Hamishim Yom Kidei Sheyitacharu Nafshot, Amcha Yisrael Mizo Hamatam, Uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yoahe da wanu heyo. Eloheinu, Elohe avotenu. Shebizchut sefirato mer. Shesafarti hayom. Yetukan ma shebagamti. Besefira. Malchut Shebe Yesod. What does the manifestation of creation look like when it's complete? When everyone is doing the right thing and you don't have to worry about what your needs are because someone else is taking care of your needs. This is the manifestation of Yesod, the manifestation of creation. What do you need to purify about yourself? What's the manifestation of the foundation of creation? V'et taher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. Today is the 27th day of Iyar. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. Rabbi Eliezer Ze'ev of Krechenev. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Schneerson, Rebbetzin Yocheved, Jackie Wayne, prophet associated with Malchut Shebe Yesod is Neria HaNavi. The translation of Neria HaNavi is God's candles. God's candles are the prophet. Our class tonight is questions and answers. Does anybody have any questions?
Okay, hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I just wanted you to check Joshua chapter 5. Because to me, the people did shout. It didn't tell us what, in addition to the horn being blown. And I'm just wondering if I'm misunderstanding it. It's chapter 6, verse 5.
Right. I said I would look at it. I didn't have time, so I'm looking at it now.
I just found it myself.
The verse in English is, and it shall be that which when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the horn, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall go up, every man straight before him. So
imagine the
picture that the men are standing shoulder to shoulder, but there's so many of them that they can surround the whole city. All of the walls are essentially, there's a city inside, there's the wall, and then there is the people standing shoulder to shoulder. And the shofar is blown, and they can hear the shofar. And it awakens in them an emotional epiphany. And they let out a sound, a shout, and the walls fall down. That's the image. Now, is that shout words? How are you going to get 600,000 people to say the same word at that same moment as an epiphany?
What if it was Hashem who Elohim? Because it was a Shabbat, too, and it's the last thing that we say at the close of Yom Kippur. I just think it was something, and all of them saying something all at the same time seemed like that happened. Was it at the cross of the sea? I don't remember. But anyway.
Just from the standpoint, what is the difference between Yom Kippur and another day, another Shabbat? Yom Kippur is the Shabbat of Shabbats, right?
And takes care of our sense that we... Is that the negative sense? We have positiveness vote, we have negativeness vote, and Yom Kippur takes care of, I think, the negative. The day does, just the day.
The destruction of Jericho were the children of Israel free of sin like they are at Yom Kippur? Or was it God's mercy that gave them the land? It was God's mercy that gave them the land. Yes, they have to do the action. They had to walk around the city 13 times in 7 days. But they were not free of sin. Like they would have been if they had been shouting, Hashem Hu HaElohim.
been hallelujah or amen?
Again, what's the purpose of those words? Amen unifies Zeruntin and Malchut. But Jericho isn't in any place of Jericho is this negative consciousness. The city of Jericho is a Sephiroth of the negative system. And you don't want to unify that, especially if you're destroying it so that you can rebuild it without the negativity. So amen is not the word. And hallelujah, or hallelujah, and then the final word, yah, the name of God is again, holy names. Yah, Yud-Heh, represents Hakma and Bina. We're still in the physical world. We haven't elevated. It's an epiphany, and there is truly nothing stronger than an epiphany, because an epiphany represents Malchut. Of Malchut, it represents the final manifestation of whatever is being expressed in the emotions.
The direction from the two messengers by Rabbi Hoot today was lift up your voice with strength and be not afraid. And it appears that the herald of Jerusalem you need to learn from the herald of Zion and lift up your voice in strength and not be afraid. Okay, that's the point. The prophet then turned to the herald of Jerusalem. You who call for the return to the city of holiness, you're speaking from the right place, demanding our lofty ideals. But your voice is not heard. You need to learn from the herald of Zion and lift up your voice in strength and be not afraid. So it's this constant words that have to come out of your mouth. And I truly believe it's the desire to be able to proclaim Hashem Hu Ah Elohim is a cry for holiness, you know, to reach a higher level. And I think from the census that was taken, it sounded like the reason it was the age of the soldier age was because every soldier or every census person that was counted, an angel was created to be in Sabaoth's army. And then I thought of all those angels at Passover from the negative system. I think there were like 3,280. And look at the what they brought with the plagues. And then when you think of Reuben being at the head of one of the four tribes, and yet he didn't quite make... You know, he didn't quite measure up to being the firstborn, to being the strength of Jacob. And so, to me, it's saying that we need to rise to another level. I'm using the word holiness. I don't know if I'm going to say holiness is being more observant. To me, it's following the mitzvot. And which means change in a lot of things, which we don't, you know, sometimes we don't like to change, which is the hard part. But the idea that, I don't know, I think this voice of something that has to be said out loud was sort of the message. And I can't think of it being anything better than finding Hashem as the Elohim, the Elohim.
I don't know. But I always respect what you have to say. And usually you're right along with somewhat wrong when I really ponder it. So I'll keep pondering it.
But my question is that Israel wasn't fighting. It was the host of Hashem. It was the angels that were fighting the war, right? Fighting against Jericho. Is that correct, or am I out of line here?
There's a war on both levels. The angels fight on the spiritual level of Malchut, and the people fight on the physical level of what we call Malchut, the place where the effect of your actions are manifested. So, as I described the wall, and it came tumbling down, as the song goes, and so the people are all shoulder to shoulder. They just are told to move forward straight ahead. Whatever you encounter, kill. And that's what they did.
Was there one horn, or was there a horn for each tribe? Or was it just the Levite blowing?
Just a kohanim were blowing.
Okay.
And I will just say to Hannah, maybe you're right. It's not a question of whether it's right or wrong. There are 70 explanations. It's quite possible that the epiphany was Adonai Hu HaElohim. I don't think so, but that's just my opinion. What you know is truth for you. There's no right or wrong in this discussion. It is what it is. And when Mashiach comes and the resurrection of the dead takes place, well, you can go up to and ask one of those people, what did you say? And until then, you will never know.
They're gonna come to me and tell me. You know, when you pondered that for 3 weeks during the COVID virus, well, here's your answer. Oh, my. I have so many of them waiting to come tell me what I did because of the part they played in my life. I used to worry because I felt so bad when I didn't want Keturah, Hagar's name, when the rabbi wanted to give me the name Hagar, when he looked up, you know, he was giving everybody their Hebrew name in Hebrew class. And when he came to me, he said, Hagar. And I said, I don't want it. And he didn't look up. He didn't crack a smile. He didn't say anything. And he said, why not? And I said, because it means devastation, and I don't want it. Well, what is your middle name? Now, you know he knew Hagar, what it meant. It's just.
But you could just as well have said, instead of Hagar, which is the woman before she converted, before she did Teshuvah, and you could have accepted the name of Keturah.
But she didn't know until later that she became Keturah. So I used to think, oh my gosh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have to meet her until I did more pay. And then when I learned she was Keturah and became a worshiper, I had to do with incense and all, I felt a little better. But I was a little bit concerned over that, you know, over that issue.
Understood. Does anybody have any other questions?
If on this vote create angels, maybe it's the idea that we don't have enough angels in Hashem's army to bring Mashiach.
to do the warfare that's needed. And maybe that's what part of that census taking is letting us know. Not a lot of hope, not a lot of people, even though we're doing our best to teach about the half shekel and about not counting people and all, not very many people know. At least now we have 13 women in our little group that know. But it's not out in the, you know, the general Jewish population. And even when I sent in a contribution to the synagogue in honor of Shabbat Shekelim, guess what? They didn't put, they always put what you do in the bulletin, which I don't like, but that's what they do. They didn't even put that. They just put general fund. I've done it every year. And yet they didn't name it as Shabbat Shekelim. So, you know, there's still a lot of, not very many.
There's a lot of lack of knowledge in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing the Yom Yerushalayim for a number of years, 7-8 years. Did you know about it beforehand? Did it have the same meaning to you? Every year, there's something new, something deeper that we try and strive for. And Mashiach is here. You just have to open your third eye to see him. Or her. Or it. And I'll really verbalize a Shanda. Remember, there are 7 words in Hebrew for different sexes. So maybe Mashiach is a kintum, a person without a ability to bring children.
Well, shouldn't we be looking for Elijah? Shouldn't we be looking for Elijah first? Shouldn't he show up first?
Well, the modern rabbis who were striving to get everybody to come to Israel to make Aliyah, those rabbis are saying that you don't have to have Elijah first, even though that's what the prophecies say. But there are other prophecies that say you don't have to have Elijah. So I'm waiting for Elijah, but maybe I'm wrong. It's all what we're going to grow into. So let's keep doing our work. And eventually we're going to be able to see him. Sometime in the next 300 years. Or 220 for sure. Tomorrow we have 3 classes. The 11 o'clock class, which is the Sefer Yetzirah class, I may be a few minutes late. I will call you, and I'll have my phone with me, and I'll let you know. But I may be a little few minutes late because I have a doctor's appointment that starts at 12 o'clock Eastern, which is 9. Instead of 11, so I should be back within 2 hours, but sometimes the bus can be late. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Shalom.
Thank you.